I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. We're on Facebook Live. Hello. I am Mike Powers. That is Woo Woo. Mr. Wonderful is on the... We're going old school today. We didn't do our full camera setup.
We usually have that fancy Mevo.
Right. But today we're just using Mr. Wonderful's crappy phone instead. So we have a special guest today, Woo Woo. And how did this happen? How did this... You set it up for me.
Yes. This happened because I'm friends with a couple who know... Kelly over there in the corner, okay. Mom, and Max is their nephew, Aaron and Pat. And so, Max, you are a Boy Scout earning your communications badge this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
By coming to the radio station and interviewing us?
Yes. So what we're doing is we're recording it for Facebook Live, and we're recording it for our podcast that we'll put up at pointradio.com. So what's up, Max?
Hey.
All right, we won't say where you go to school, but you actually go to school with my kids, too. They all go to the same awesome school, right?
Yes, it's a very awesome school.
So you don't really want to say what school so that you don't get tagged in this on Facebook and then all your friends will watch it, right?
Exactly.
All right, very cool.
But
just
Max,
so we
how
know.
Many badges do you have? How many Boy Scout badges do you have?
Let's see.
22,000.
Yes, exactly.
That's a lot of stuff, man, you know how to do.
Yeah. But you've earned them. You have to, like, I mean, you work really hard. They aren't just given to you. You've got to earn these.
I got to go over there for a minute. I got to find out what's, what does that mean?
Which one?
That. Is that karate?
No, it's,
what is that?
Physical fitness.
Oh, physical fitness. All right. And what does the cow mean?
Milk
a cow? Is that what that is?
It's animal science.
Oh, all right. Wow. I thought if you milk a cow, you get a badge. I don't know.
So far, we're off to a great start this morning.
I'm just asking. Like I said this morning, I was talking to Max before we went on, and I was like, I wish my dad would have put me in the Boy Scouts. I was wearing Velcro shoes at like 16.
Hey,
I didn't know how to tie a knot.
It's not too late. If you want to go earn your communications badge from like Channel 13 or the Virginia Pike, you can change your mind.
Communicating right now to Max.
Yes.
All right, Max. So, Max, you're going to interview Woo Woo and myself.
Yes.
For your communications badge, right? And you need this to become an Eagle Scout.
Yes, sir.
Our your fate lies in our hands to become an Eagle Scout.
Yes.
All right. Sorry, I'm having fun with Max. He just seems like a cool kid. I don't have a son. I have two daughters. So, you know, Max.
It's obvious.
Yes.
All right. First
you're my
question.
New son. All right, Max. All right. I'm ready.
What is the favorite part of your job?
Woo Woo, you go first.
I think the favorite part of my job is I do like the early morning hours.
Right.
Because we start our day early and we end our day early.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy working with these two jabronis. And you know what, Max? We do a lot for CHKD. So we really enjoy raising money and doing that radiothon every year. I would say that's extremely fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with Woo Woo. I think that, I like working with them, sort of. And I love all the work we do in the community with CHKD. And, I mean, anytime we could really help out in the community, that's really what our radio license is for at the end of the day.
Yes.
And I also like to try and be the bright spot in somebody's already stressful day. Like, our job is to take them away from their stresses of work and school and everything else just for the 15, 20 minutes they may be in the car.
Play some good music and make people laugh.
Yeah, I really love that part of my job.
Awesome.
All right. That was a good answer, right, Max?
Yes, that was amazing.
All right, you are one step away from the Eagle Scout right now.
Yeah. Okay, now, what do you guys find most difficult about your job?
Woo Woo.
The early morning hours. I just said I love them, but it's especially coming off of a holiday weekend, waking up early. You get used to it, but it still is jarring.
Yeah, if you follow Woo on Instagram, you'll know why it's hard for her to get up today and function like a normal human being. I would say it is hard to get up sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
But, you know... You do get out earlier.
Yes.
And you can get a lot accomplished during the day, so that's a good thing. What else don't I like about my job?
Well, Mr. Wonderful has his hand up.
My producer? Is it you?
No, we like you. You know what I think is
tough? Really
this is going to sound silly. I love breakfast. Like, I love bacon and eggs and pancakes and not being able to, like, make that in the morning. That kind of stinks.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, stand over the oven.
If that's the worst thing, I mean, you're really grasping for bad stuff.
I mean, but that's a good thing. There's really nothing bad about our job, but just those little things that people get to do every morning that, you know.
I'm going to sound like a parent here. If you are passionate about your job and you're doing what you love, the good stuff outweighs the bad stuff by so much that you don't even really think about the bad stuff. So
yeah,
how do you like that? That's one to grow on, son.
Okay, next question. What inspired you to be a DJ?
I always wanted to be on the radio. I was always fascinated with certain radio shows and radio hosts, and I love the fact of being able to go on the radio and be completely honest with an audience, because believe it or not, so many people on the radio don't do that. You know, they aren't really like being themselves. Some people don't even really talk in their own voice, you know, like it's like a radio voice. So I always loved that. And I thought that was, it's a cool thing to get to do. Woo woo.
I just fell into it.
Yeah, she is an accident.
This was an accident. I wasn't supposed to be here.
Well, you grew to love it. I mean, that's why you stayed with it. Like, you just kind of, you know.
I just interned in high school. I wanted to be a pediatrician. And then I interned when I was a senior at Maury High School and just really liked it and never left.
There you go.
15 years later, here we are.
Here we are, baby. All right. What's our next question? These are easy. I can do this all day.
Okay. What is your daily schedule like at work?
Let me see. If you're woo-woo.
Here's the thing. I am efficient. I come into work. We're usually here by 5 a.m. at the latest.
Okay.
We go live on the air at 5:30. Mm-hmm. We're on the air from 5:30 till 10.
Right.
And then when we get off the air at 10 a.m., we have a meeting with our program director.
Right.
And then we will record some commercials that you'll hear, you know, like Mattress Firm or what are some of our other?
Closet Factory. Yes. Absolutely.
We might have a meeting with like a salesperson about an event. We're hosting the Zoo to Do this weekend, so we'll have a meeting about that probably. But our day is typically done by 11, I'm going to say 12 because my boss is watching, but usually I'm out of here by 11:30.
Yeah. Well, then like go from doing this to being a mom, you know, it's like your second job or, you know, whatever. And a lot of times too, the day never really ends. Like, that's how I kind of look at radio my whole life, because you're always looking for something new to do on the show, something to add on to the show. So like, say we leave here at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock, whatever. We're going to be looking for new things. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be on our phone all day writing stuff down, and like, we'll text each other throughout the day, the three of us. Oh, I have this idea for the show. So it never really ends, you know.
But at office hours are, I'm very scheduled person. So I like to always say, okay, we get off the air, let's do this, this, and this. Let's work hard so we can go out there and go to our daughter's school play or go to the gym or let me run an errand, because we start our day early. We're lucky that we get to end it early, but it's very, our time is managed extremely well because of mom. Thank you.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay. Number 5. What did you have to do in school to be a DJ?
Okay.
Ooh.
Should I lie to him?
What did you have to do in school?
Didn't you both drop out of school and become
You bite your tongue, Mr. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I was going to school for communications. I got a job in communications, and I worked at that same job for 16 years before that, and then it was over, and then I did something else for a couple of years, and then I'm doing this now this is our third year. So, I mean, I've been in radio for like 20 years now.
I would say you can go to college and learn how to become a radio DJ or a broadcaster. You know, you can go to like Boston University has a great
communications program,
department, yeah. Or the, what is it, journalism something. But I mean, honestly, I think radio comes naturally. I really, truly think, you know, unless you want to be like a Fox News anchor and learn how to read teleprompters and ask great interview questions.
Well, I think you just learn how to read. And
well,
then
reading a teleprompter's hard.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I hate it. I always feel like I'm trying to play beat the clock with it. I'm like, oh my God, oh, wait, no, bring that word back. Because like, we've hosted like TV shows before. But yeah, I mean, for me,
I don't think this is something that you can really learn. I think radio is something that comes naturally. If you've got a natural ability to entertain and talk, like a lot of people are always shocked when we go, and you'll see when we go live, we're not reading news stories. I literally have notes, and then it's just whatever comes to.
Right. Yeah, and like I don't like to like, oh, we're gonna plan it out this way, and you know, it has to kind of flow naturally.
But if our boss is watching, it's all planned.
Yes. No, but I think the key is, you know, go to school for something else that you're passionate about, and if radio is something you want to do, or communications, television, any of that stuff. It's just something you have to be in. You have to do it. Like, you have to physically be here learning, and you have to stink at it for a little while before you're actually good at it. And eventually, you know, you find yourself on the radio.
But we don't have our PhDs or anything, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Right.
Or our masters. Or our undergraduate.
We don't have anything, as a matter of fact.
I have one.
Right.
And I'll tell you this. They're right. You don't need to go to college in order to work in radio, though. You You learn other things.
Pretty much everything after sixth grade you don't need is what we're trying to say.
Communication-wise in college, you can't really learn radio. You just have to play with the school station. And like Mike said, you eventually find yourself.
Right. I mean, I met a communications professor once, right? He lived near me. And the guy couldn't communicate. He never came out of his house and spoke to anybody. So I thought to myself, like, you're teaching communications? You don't talk. But, you know, again, so you never really know. Wow, a lot of stuff. I just probably upset a neighbor.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, number six. This is the final question.
Final question. A+ so far in this interview, I think.
Have you worked with any other DJs besides you guys?
Yes, she used to have a partner, and I used to have a different partner, and Mr. Wonderful used to do his own show and have a different partner. Right. Hey, let's just say we've been around.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been around a little bit. Yeah.
But I've only worked with one other person.
Right.
Two. Right. I mean, basically.
Yeah. I work with quite a few. I mean, I work with the same guy for like 16 years. I got to work with my best friend a long time ago. We grew up together, and we ended up having a radio show together, surprisingly enough. And, you know, he moved now, and things happen, you know, your job and all that. But, I've worked on an AM station before. I've worked in on a top 40 station. And now we're a top 40 station, you know, alternative rock. So, yeah, you kind of, you know, you mix it up. And it's good to get in there and try new things out. Because I worked in a top 40 station a long time ago for a little while. And it kind of like it helps with now. I mean, I worked at a top 40 station.
But have you ever worked with a female before? Was that your first female that you worked with?
Yeah, my wife and then you. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. I've never worked with a female before. I always thought it was like, you know.
But this could backfire. There's, you know, sometimes people get paired on the radio together because one person's a good DJ, the other, and then they put them together and it's
not good.
Not good.
Like, you know, it's like water and mud.
Kind of like Ryan and Kelly right now on television.
Yeah. No. Sometimes, yeah, it's true. Like sometimes you'll just kind of get thrown together and it doesn't work at all. And I mean, that's happened before as well. But like we got lucky. Like we're, you know, we get along really well and families get along really well and it's good. So it's always nice when you have a great rapport with your partner in anything, whether you're working on a school project or...
We got 30 seconds, sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. So it helps to care about the other person because then you care about their fate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And families and that kind of stuff. So I think we did good with the interview.
I think that was great.
Yeah, we got to go back on the radio. So we'll cut the Facebook live thing. The podcast will be up. So if you want to hear,
Max,
you want to learn about,
camera.
Yeah, you want to learn about radio.
Yeah.
This actually is good. Yeah, it's very entertaining.
Oh, 2 seconds. You want to go or no?
No, it's too late. We missed it. We missed it. We can't have it back.
You know
we'll
what
go
we
next.
Can do? We can go up.
We'll
go
next.
Leon.
We'll go next.
There we
it's
go.
Fine.
See, I'm momming us. I'm trying to keep us in line.
It's actually supposed to be my job, but.
That's all right. No, we're doing a very important interview with Max. Very this important. Takes
so
precedence.
So do you think you've earned your badge now? Who approves the badge?
My counselor does, and I say he would. Approve of it.
You'd be cool with it?
Yeah.
Yes. It wouldn't be like we got to put the.
Do you get extra credit if we put you on the radio?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have him announce the Uncorked and Unplugged winner.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Let's do that. All right. Goodbye, Facebook Live. Hey,
bye.
You're looking at a future Eagle Scout. You're welcome. you're welcome. Bye, guys.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!